Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Wednesday, because we'll tell you next on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy with more rain in the forecast for tonight. Chance of rain overnight about 60%. Your night low temperature in the mid-30s. On Thursday, more showers in the forecast and right through the afternoon. Little warmer though, high temperatures in the lower 60s. Chance of rain 70%. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy, with more rain in the forecast. Topping Wednesday's local news, heavy rain and flooding appeared to be the main concern on Tuesday night. Several roads and basements were reported flooded due to the overflow. Winds and golf ball-sized hail fell throughout the area. And rain continues to be forecast for the next couple of days. However, it will be a little warmer, with the storms hopefully moving out of the area. Temperatures over the weekend are expected to rise through the mid-50s and possibly past the 60-degree mark. In other news, here's some more details about that school bus accident we told you about first yesterday on Niagara Radio. It happened on the Saunders Settlement Road at the Lockport Bypass, and luckily, there were no children on the bus at the time. Deputies said the driver of that bus, Kathleen Graham, reportedly had a suspended driver's license for failing to appear in court on other previous charges. She also complained of head and neck pain and was taken to an area hospital to be evaluated. Graham was charged again in this case and released on an appearance ticket, and that school bus was then driven from the scene by personnel from the company that operates the buses. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. When you need an appliance repaired, that's the number you need. But you don't know when you'll need it. So what's the smart thing to do? Put it in your cell phone, 523-5911, because that's where all your important numbers go. And when you call Chris Moore, you're getting a top-rate appliance repairman who'll come to your house with 45 years' experience, and he only charges $35 plus parts and labor, a number you'll surely want to have when you have a problem with the home appliance. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. In other news, that rash of fires in the 19th Street area of the city continued on Tuesday night when a fire was reported in a vacant home at 417 and a half 19th. Firefighters were called out about 7:30 on Tuesday night, and on arrival said the building was engulfed in flames. No injuries were reported in connection with the incident, and the cause of that fire is under investigation, although authorities tell us that that same building has been the site of several other fires, including rubbish fires inside, in the past few months. Speculation is that a lot of the fires may have been set by squatters during the winter, trying to keep warm. The building last night was destroyed by the fire, and investigators are looking into the cause. Two women were locked up by city police last night at 19th and Niagara Street after police say they were standing in the street yelling and screaming at someone in a nearby house. Officers said when they got there, Brianna Farrell and Haley Marino were standing outside yelling, "I hope you die," and "F you" to the people inside. Police told them several times to leave, but they refused to disperse and kept yelling. They were then taken into custody by the police and charged with disorderly conduct. Neighbors in the area started coming out of their house to see what the problem was, and police said they were checking into exactly what caused that argument in the first place. More headlines coming up, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue in Niagara Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Now, recently I had a problem with my prescriptions being called into the pharmacy by my doctor's office. So the pharmacist made out the calls, got the prescription straightened out, and got them to me within a matter of minutes. You see, that's what personal service is all about. They take care of what their customers need. And that's why you're going to like doing business with Wellness Park and Community Medical. And if you have a problem, the pharmacists are there for you to talk to. And they'll advise and help you with whatever your concern happens to be. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies here in Niagara Falls. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy. In other news, city police investigating an accident on University Court in the Falls yesterday ended up arresting a man after they say his car reportedly plowed into a parked car and they found him passed out and unresponsive at the wheel. Police said after they finally were able to wake him up, Rodney Marsh of 9th Street was charged with driving while intoxicated and aggravated unlicensed operation of a vehicle. Authorities said Marsh was unable to speak in full sentences and blew a .10 on a blood alcohol breath test. His car was towed from the scene and Marsh was released on an appearance ticket. Police stopped a man riding on a bicycle at 24th and LaSalle Avenue yesterday after the bike he was riding at night had no lights on it. Police said they were going to warn him of the violation and that he was hard to see, but when they asked for his name, he began to run from them. The man, now identified as Mark Madonia of Grand Avenue, was caught a few blocks away and was charged with obstructing governmental administration and resisting arrest. The reason he ran from police is still being investigated. But authorities said they finally took him into custody after chasing him into an alley and threatening to shoot him with a taser gun. When he heard that, Madonia reportedly gave up and laid on his stomach to be handcuffed. An area man was charged with shoplifting after he reportedly left the Dollar General at 87th and Niagara Falls Boulevard yesterday with a number of items. Police said they located that suspect in an alley behind the Pine Plaza a short time later, and he was identified as Anthony Silverman of Portage Road. He was charged in the case with petty larceny after he allegedly was found with $57 worth of socks, cookies, and potato chips that were taken from the store. Silverman was booked and released on an appearance ticket and will now face those charges in city court later this month. At Pine Avenue and 39th Street, police stopped a car with a Canadian plate on it that didn't look right, and they found out that the car wasn't registered or insured, and that the plates did not belong on that vehicle. Charged in that case was Ainsley Mathias of Crawl Parkway, who reportedly told police officers that the plates on the car were given to her by the dealer. Mathias was also released on an appearance ticket. An officer said that she was arrested on a similar charge about 18 days ago. City police arrested a Lockport woman twice this week after they were called to the 800 block of Michigan Avenue, where that suspect was reportedly swinging a pipe and hitting a car there and also throwing rocks at it. The owner of that vehicle was alerted to the incident after a neighbor saw it on her video feed and called to tell her about it. The owner of that car ran out and told that female to stop and that it was time to leave, which she reportedly did. Then she called police. But while she was waiting for them, the suspect returned again. And this time the police, also looking at the video, charged the female with criminal mischief in the case after the woman reportedly caused about $300 in damage to the vehicle. After she was booked on that charge and released, about 2 hours later, police responded to a disturbance in a parking lot on Main Street and found out it was the same suspect causing the problem. She was identified as Amanda Schufelt of Church Street in Lockport. This time she was charged with obstructing governmental administration, criminal tampering, and with resisting arrest. Police said at the time she wasn't making any sense and was also talking to people who were not there. And as a precaution, they took her to the medical center to be evaluated, and Schufelt was once again released on an appearance ticket. Sheriff Michael Filicetti has announced the arrest of a Niagara Falls woman on a number of charges following an investigation by the Niagara County Drug Task Force. Charged with felony criminal possession of a controlled substance and with criminal possession with intent to sell was 23-year-old Daisy Ingram of the Falls. Authorities said she was held in the county jail pending arraignment on the case. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a collision this morning on the Akron Road. Two vehicles involved there with injuries reported. Deputies along with volunteers from Wolcottsville and the Rapids Fire Company responded to that scene. And last night, a car drove off the I-190 in the town of Niagara in the area of 2500 Military Road. That's the area of the old Jerry Lewis Theater. State police and town police investigated that accident, along with volunteers from Niagara Active Hose. And in Lockport yesterday, a collision was reported at High and Pine Streets. There were injuries reported at that one, and Lockport police and the fire department responded there. Finally, a man running away from a reported shoplifting attempt at the Dollar General store at 1802 Pine Avenue was arrested yesterday after allegedly leaving the store with a cart full of items. But an employee caught him as he tried to leave the store and grabbed the cart and returned about $229 worth of goods to the store. while that bandit grabbed two items from the cart and continued to run away. Police said that alleged bandit, identified as Lawrence Smith of Portage Road, was attempting to make a clean getaway because they said when they finally caught him, he was still carrying two bottles of Lysol disinfectant. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you can keep your golf game sharp by playing on the same golf simulators that the pros use at the Links of Niagara. For a virtual view of the links, check them out online at thelinksofniagara.com. You're listening to Comprehensive News on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or at your convenience by entering niagararadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news first, fair and free, right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.